RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hour number three of the G-Bag Nation. Let's go ahead and lock in the big board report for the day. We'll get to Ian Fitzsimmons, ESPN, talking all things college football playoff here in about 15 minutes. Great to have you in the G-Bag Nation. 877-881-1053. Any draft questions you got, Broadus is the man. You know that. I'm Eric Chiafalo alongside the Super Bowl champion, Brian Broadus. We got Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup. John Machota, 1 hour from now, talking Cowboys from The Athletic. But let's get that big board report going right now. How many dudes have you scouted? What's the number at right now?
55.
55. Double nickels right now. That's right. The perfect linebacker number, which is exactly what this defense needs.
Yeah.
We need some defenders, and we need, of course, a new defensive coordinator is going to help tell the story on what type of players we're looking for. But right now, we're just doing generic, the best players. You know, what guys do you like? Who's got what it takes to put the star on the helmet and go out there and actually perform like a professional? That's what we need to see right now at every single level. Broadus has the big board report. So we start, good question here, in the 3-4-6. Is there any possible way that we could come away with the Ohio State safety, Caleb Downs,
yeah,
and the linebacker, Jacob Rodriguez from Texas Tech?
Yeah, I think that, to me, the thing with what's going to happen with Downs is people are going to look at him like they look at a Brian Branch, that his ability to
be versatile.
You watch him, and you'll see here he'll be playing in the Cotton Bowl here Wednesday night. Very excited to see the college football playoff stuff with Miami. I know you'll be out at the game yourself.
Going to the game, dude. I'm going to be leaving the show a little bit early.
Yeah.
And
I'll call in and do some. Have we figured out who's filling in for you yet?
I think my guy Bob. Think Bobby
Bob Belt. Bob, yeah. Belt's going to make the trip.
Trying to get a little Love of the Star 1.0.
1.0. Yeah. But I think that with Downs, this is a guy that really checks all the boxes. The leadership, the ability to tackle, the way that he communicates, his ability to cover. He doesn't get fooled. This is a complete package type of a player.
Where's he at in your stack?
Right now, what I have him as one of I have 14 first round grades.
He's definitely one of those.
He's one of the 14. So right now, so he's definitely. Like I say, haven't done any quarterbacks yet. Might have one quarterback, might have two, but I think overall my number is going to be somewhere between 15, 16, maybe on first round grades.
Okay.
I would have to say that he is probably going to be in my top five when it comes to
overall
players. Yeah.
Okay. And right now, the Cowboys, as it stands today, will be picking 14th overall.
Yeah.
With their own pick.
Yeah.
And then with the Green Bay pick, that is at 21 right now. Yeah. So 14 and 21 are your spots. Now, Caleb Downs getting to 14 is borderline impossible.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. I was talking to some Ohio State people. How about this? I was talking to some Ohio State people about their team, and they were making mention of like, well, give me your guys of who you really, really like. And right off the jump, Smith is the wide receiver, number one. Downs is number two, and that's even with Arvell Reese being on that field. And they talked about Reese. They talked about McDonald, the defensive tackle. They talked about Styles. There's a lot of guys on that Ohio State bunch. But Downs is like, they feel like the second most important player that they have on their team.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, he's been all world. I'll never forget watching him last year, like in that Texas game, the Cotton Bowl last year.
He was a freshman. He was a transfer from Alabama, and he led Alabama in tackles his freshman year playing there. So that just tells you what kind of player this guy is.
Okay, so that is, I mean, you're talking about probably having to trade up for a guy like that.
Yeah.
Now, is there any other safeties that you've seen at this point?
Well, the only other one I've watched is Halsey from LSU, and he's a transfer, a double transfer. He went to New Mexico, Houston, and then to LSU. He's in a little bit of that mode, the same safety, kind of like when you, as a strong safety, 6'1", 222 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Really around the ball a ton. He reminds me very much, and I'm going to date myself, but he was a Hall of Fame safety for us as Leroy Butler, kind of a guy that was a corner, then moved to safety, kind of the same type of build, kind of a thicker built guy. The problem with Halsey is great around the ball, willing tackler. He's not the fastest guy. He's going to be a 4.55 guy. I have him in the third round right now. So those are the only two safeties that I've seen so far.
Almost like an undersized linebacker a little bit.
Yeah, he is an LSU guy. I mean, like I say, double the ball goes towards him. Like interceptions, the ability to read, to react. He's just not the fastest, nor is the quickest. So he's not going to blow you away with explosiveness that way.
Okay, now what'd you see following up on that question there? The Texas Tech linebacker, Jacob Rodriguez, who had an unbelievable season. Can't wait to watch him in Miami at the Orange Bowl.
Zach is really, really high on Rodriguez.
He's got the Red Raider. He's got Red Raider family members.
And there's
this
guy is, you're talking about a 6'1", a 235-pound guy. You're talking about a guy that moves extremely well.
How much credit do you give for him for having the prototype linebacker jaw?
Oh, no.
He's got the linebacker jaw.
Yeah, he does look like a linebacker.
He'll eat your face
squared off.
Yeah, super squared off, like
Sergeant Slaughter's.
Yeah. If you just only got to see his jaw, you'd say, and like a little bit of the neck, you're like, yeah, this is a thumper.
Yeah.
This is a real linebacker.
He's related to Bill Cowher.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want him snarling in your face. Yeah.
This guy, though, when you... what I find fascinating about him is his ability to work towards the football. Sometimes there's these guys linebackers that don't have the instincts to be able to like read a play and go. Sean Lee was one of the best I'd ever been around.
No question.
When, you know, kind of a Luke Kuechly when you know the formation, you know the play, and now you're running. Rodriguez has got that kind of ability. He's a little bit of a lighter guy. So when he gets hooked up, it's a little bit of a problem for him.
And the linemen get on him?
Yeah, but he's moving at a high rate of speed. The thing that's really cool about him is his ability to cover and how he plays. I've seen him in games against BYU where he's dropping. He's more than what we call that spot drop guy, where all of a sudden you're just dropping to an area and kind of hoping for the best.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy that knows how to get to an area or work to an area, turn and then
identify a receiver that's coming his way.
And then go again. I've seen him drop, turn to get to a football. So
I love that.
He's got some of that kind of that ability.
Because so many linebackers you see, they just go cover grass.
They're
just standing around and it's like, bro, find a threat.
Yeah.
There's got to be a receiver coming some direction here that you can maybe get in front of.
Yeah. Well, he's very much a not just go to an area and stop. He is a go and then move and keep moving, reading the route, reading the quarterback. He's a really good tackler, too. I just wonder how much people are going to worry about him being 6'1", 235.
Right.
You know, I mean, we've seen guys like the Schlesinger, you know, that kind of those kind of players.
He's been great this year.
He's been great, but lighter guy. People were having some questions about him. This guy could very well be like that. Second-round pick type guy.
Okay, you got him second-round grade?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I would love him in the second round. And it is interesting to see where the league is going, though, where it becomes so cyclical. For a while, it was like, sure, you could be a 225-pound linebacker. We're spreading you out. We're trying to stop the pass. And now things are coming back. You look at what the Rams are doing. You look at some of the best offenses in the league this year and how they'll go heavier on you.
Right.
And that then all of a sudden calls for, okay, we might need to be a little bit beefier there. when it comes to being in the box on the D-line and at the second level with the linebackers. But
yeah.
I do think when you talk about the instincts, the ability to cover, all that, like he's a three-down player. He's a three-down player. Yeah. I love what I've seen from him this year.
Him and Hill from Texas, very similar.
Anthony Hill.
Hill's a little bit bigger, a little bit more of a thumper kind of a guy. But when you start to talk about the coverage, the ability to finish, to tackle, to be around the ball, you know, the thing with Rodriguez, he's really good at creating turnovers, too.
Yes.
You can watch him tackle, and you see
splash
him
plays.
Punching at the ball and things like that. So, yeah.
And this is a pretty good linebacker class, right?
Yeah, so far what I've seen with Reese. I have Reese as an outside linebacker. He's kind of an edge outside linebacker. I mentioned Styles. That's another teammate of his. C.J. Allen I've seen from Georgia. Rodriguez from Tech. And then Hill from Texas. Or the five guys that I've looked at so far.
Okay. 877-881-1053. Big Board Report with the draft boss, Brian Broaddus, 432. Says, Brian, I feel that drafting a left tackle and letting Guyton go to his natural right tackle position would be best for the O-line. Any options from that standpoint? He mentions Caden Proctor from Alabama, who I don't think lived up to some of the hype that everybody had for him. He's a huge body.
Yeah.
But I don't know that he is like the top 15 pick that many people were thinking he might be coming into the season. But how much are you prioritizing one of your tackle spots here?
Well, I think there's a couple of different guys. We'll see with Fanu at Utah, and then Maui Noah, who is at Miami.
Yeah.
The right tackle. I'm thinking more that they might keep. See, the thing with Guyton's played more snaps now at left tackle than he is at right tackle.
Right, he only played one season at OU. Right,
so,
tackle.
Yeah, so yeah, I think to me that maybe he's going to stay at the left tackle spot, I believe. And now you got to find one of these guys. Proctor could be a guy. Proctor's 366 pounds, so you know 6'7", 366. I mean, he's a monster. The thing about it is there's some of these guys that like, you know, Maui Noah is like a 315-pound guy, a little bit more sturdier, a little bit more stout. Fano and then Lomu is the –
Wow, they're going to make you work this draft cycle.
Yeah, and so, yeah, those are the two Utah tackles. So they're like 306 and 308. You know me, I'm not the biggest fan of the lighter offensive tackle, but these guys are really, really, really good athletes. And Maui Noah is like a really good athlete for a right tackle. So you could see him get off the football. He gets a lot of movement. He's outstanding, like playing out of a two-point stance. He's really good at kicking to the outside, to setting up. So yeah, I've looked at seven offensive tackles. I've got four of them in the first two rounds.
Okay. All right. So there's some options there.
Yeah, there are some options.
When are you looking at maybe trying to, if let's say they don't get Javonte Williams back, 214.
Yeah.
Vontae's asking about the running back group.
Yeah. Right now, I think the best avenue would be Love would be from Notre Dame. Coleman is another guy that I've seen. I have him more of as kind of a third round guy. You don't see the burst and all that with him the way he plays. But Love will be the best running back in this draft. I'm kind of bouncing around right now, trying to do the Pro Football Focus like their list, and so they don't have that many running backs. So I've only seen two so far. But if you want the best one, and that's why I would ask you the question about this, you wouldn't even consider drafting a running back at 4 or 14 unless you had everything else kind of buttoned up, right?
Yeah, which I think if we're being honest and realistic, there's no way you go into the draft buttoned up at all the holes that you have and feel like, oh, we can take more of the luxury pick and make that a running back.
Right.
At 14 or 21. I just don't see how that is plausible.
Yeah.
You do have guys in free agency. And so if you weren't bringing back Javonte Williams, there's a handful of guys in free agency. Kenneth Walker's going to be out there. But I mean, if you're not bringing back Javonte Williams and it's because of money, mm-hmm. then you're probably not bringing in a Kenneth Walker, one of those guys.
Right.
But there are a handful of veteran backs that are going to be out there that maybe you could make a play on.
Yeah.
And hopefully.
The guys like Bryce Hall, Breece Hall, and those are going to.
Kenneth Walker.
They're going to cost you.
Gainwell.
10 plus, yeah.
So hopefully, once you get deeper into this draft season, you'll find some middle round running backs.
Right.
And you're like, hey, we feel good. We can go take one in the third, fourth, fifth round.
Right.
And be all right with it. Rico Dowdle maybe is a guy that you want to bring back because he's going to be a free agent as well. So you'll have some options there, but I just think your holes are way too big right now defensively to take a first-round running back. I think that would be pretty ridiculous. All right, 877-881-1053. There is your Monday Big Board Report. We'll be back with more tomorrow. So we'll read your text, get your questions in to Brian Broaddus. Let's go ahead and talk some college football playoff with one of our favorite college football buddies, Ian Fitzsimmons of ESPN, joins us next right here on The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Let's talk college football playoff with our buddy Ian Fitzsimmons of ESPN here in the G-Bag Nation segment brought to you by the Frankels. If you have been injured in a car or truck wreck, go ahead and call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And now, via the D&M Leasing Hotline, we welcome in our buddy ESPN's Ian Fitzsimmons here in the nation. Ian, thanks for the time, man. How you doing?
Merry New Year, man. Beef jerky time. How we doing, boys?
We're doing great, man. We're doing great. Can't thank you enough for giving us some time today. So what do you got?
By the way, hold on. Name the movie.
With the beef jerky?
Merry New Year, beef jerky time. Come on. Who's got it? I mean, I'm dating myself. I'm old.
Well, I'm old too, Ian. And you've got to remember, my life is spent watching college football tape, not watching like Home Alone and all these other movies that I'm sure you...
That would be Trading Places, folks.
I remember we're trying to corner the market in orange juice, right? Was that what we... Was that one all about? Mortimer!
100%.
They broke us!
Wow, 1983.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a
son
little,
of a gun. I should have nailed that.
That was...
Well, Ian,
You weren't even born in 83.
That's true. I had about a decade left to cook in the oven there before I popped on out. But, man, this is great. This is an exciting time. We got the Cotton Bowl here in our backyard. But which game are you covering right now?
I've got the Rose. I'm flying out here in about an hour and a half. And I can't wait because Indiana is a team that, man, a lot of people don't understand it. Forget the name, right? And this is something that, again, you being born after 1983, mm-hmm. Broaddus and I understand that, look, Indiana is not a football
bad
school.
Yeah.
It's basketball.
Yeah.
But now basketball sucks at Indiana. Football is legit at Indiana. What in the hell are we dealing with right now here in 2025 where football is a brand now for the Hoosiers and not basketball? And when I say they're a brand, man, and Broadus, I'm sure you've gone and watched the film, and Gavin, you also. When they went out to Austin and they went man up against a Dan Lanning, Tosh Lupoy, Will Stein team, which Dan Lanning has built Oregon in an SEC style. It's all from the guts out. It's O-line, D-line. And and this Indiana squad goes to Autzen and wins in convincing fashion in a physical manner. Man, when I talked to Lanning after, he goes, look, man, I'm telling you, forget the brand name. Kurt Cignetti has built an SEC-style team there at Indiana. And then they go into the Big Ten title game and out physical. Now, I understand with a buck 27 to go, you know, Ohio State yokes a 27-yard field goal to tie it and put it to overtime. Don't care. That's a 13-10 game. That is a physical, hard-nosed football game. Indiana is a physical, top-notch football team built by Kurt Cignetti. And, man, they will knock the snot out of you. They are impressive to watch. When you beat Oregon and Ohio State, come on, man. They're good.
Yeah, Ian, I was trying to explain to Eric one time how bad Indiana football was, that the fact that Lee Corso recruited me at Indiana. So, obviously, they had I got a letter from Bloomington, Indiana, and it was like...
team full of half-stars.
And I was like going...
Hey, Broadus, you made the right decision, right? You went Buna and crawfish, right?
Exactly. My two
favorite. Chili in three ways, right?
Exactly. I was kind of thinking like, I was trying to tell Eric, I'm like, listen, Indiana was bad at one time. They're so bad, Lee Corso was recruiting me. But yeah, you mentioned that about Indiana, though. And I kind of wonder, you know, when you look at the overall, do you feel like all the teams that are now left in the playoffs, is Indiana the toughest team physically? I know Ohio State has all the talent. Eric and I just went through that, just, you know, talking about our big board report of the guys you have to look at. But is Indiana the most physical team of the ones left?
Man, that's a great question. I would still put Ohio State up there. Brought us, you know, because – just look at the talent they have, right?
Yeah.
And Matt Patricia, by the way, I've said this a million times, and I'll say it again. My brother coached under Patricia for 2 years with the Lions before going on to the Arizona Cardinals, and now he's with the Seahawks.
Yeah.
But Patricia is a very physically demanding coach. Now, was he a great head coach? Hell no.
Yeah.
Is he an outstanding defensive coordinator? Hell yes. Hand him the Broyles Award right now as the top assistant, because what he's done with Caleb Downs, Sonny Styles, and all those guys that are coming to play at the AT&T, you know, here in Arlington.
Yeah.
Man, Patricia's got these boys hunting. And when I say hunting, they're stalking prey.
Yeah.
They are legit. I would say Ohio State, to me, Brian, is the most physical football team that I've seen. I only had them once this year, but they just get after your ass. And they don't make mistakes on the offensive side, but Patricia has these games. Whatever you do well, he's going to take it away from you and make you beat him when he doesn't do well. But when you have Caleb Downs as your quarterback in that secondary, Broadus, I know you, man. You've gone start, stop.
I have.
And Caleb Downs, to me, he should have won the Heisman Trophy. He's the best player in college football.
Yeah.
And that safety is a quarterback for Ohio State's defense. Matt Patricia has got it's almost to the point where Patricia doesn't even have to send in a call.
Yeah.
Downs knows it. And he's lining up everybody. He reminds me of, oh my gosh, the safety for Alabama who played 10 years in the league, brought us Johnson. It's going to kill me. But anyway, Saban had a guy like this, right?
Yeah.
Last name Johnson, you know, was amazing. And he was a quarterback of that defense. That's what Caleb Downs is right now, and that's why I believe Caleb Downs is the best player in college football, and that is a guy. Everybody, if you're at AT&T on when they play? Friday? Well, I don't even know what day of the
Wednesday.
Week it is
I think
right
they
now.
Play Wednesday this week.
Yeah, that's yeah,
I mean,
Wednesday.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I mean, what day is today? I know the date. I know today is the 29th. I'm catching a flight here in an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's,
I know
it's,
that
you're
part.
On a Monday. You're on a Monday schedule right now.
There we go. Yeah. Thank you, Broadus. He knows, right? Yeah. I mean, I've done four bowl games already. So, we're at this point in the year where I know the date. I don't know the day. But I'll tell you this. When you're watching Caleb Downs, if your NFL team takes that guy, you're getting a boy dog warrior and a brilliant, brilliant safety that will knock the snot out of you, but also as a quarterback of the defense.
Ian Fitzsimmons, ESPN, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. How about Tech in Oregon? And Jacob Rodriguez was a guy defensively who was getting some Heisman love
there. Oh, the mustache gang, man. Yeah. I love those guys. Dude, I was talking to Joey McGuire 2 days ago, just getting ready for the Texas Bowl. And Joey Mack, man, is one of my favorite people. Not coaches, people.
Oh, yeah, no question.
All of football.
Yeah.
Just a great human, and he demands excellence from everyone. But if he has that Bear Bryant type philosophy. And Eric, I don't know if you know this story about Bear Bryant, when Bruce Arians was on his staff, and then Broadus and I've talked about this, but he said when you have players that you know have more in them, you coach them hard, you hug them harder. And Bruce Arians took that to the NFL level. Well, that's what Joey McGuire has done at Texas Tech. He coaches these guys hard, man. And I mean hard, but he hugs them harder. It's that Bear Bryant mentality. And this Texas Tech bunch is damn good. But when I say Oregon and Dan Lanning, that is an SEC-built team.
Yeah.
As is Texas Tech. This is going to be awesome. Because when you look at the trenches, man, there's NFL draft picks and draftable grades up and down both offensive and defensive lines for both these teams. Yeah. It is going to be remarkable to watch. And full disclaimer, my daughter, Rowan, is a very low-level intern in recruiting and personnel on Dan Lanning's staff. My money and my kid, yes, go to Oregon. But, man, Joey Mack is a remarkable coach. I can't wait to watch this game because this is going to be – forget all the glitz and glamour, right? And – you know, Bear Morton and, you know, Dante Moore, forget the quarterbacks. This game will be decided in the trenches between these two teams.
Ian Fitzsimmons, ESPN, with us here in the Nation. Okay, so you talk about Indiana and their physicality. How much is it going to hurt them with the very unfortunate injury to Stephen Daly getting banged up after that Big Ten championship game versus Ohio State? How much of a loss is that for Indiana here moving forward?
It hurts. Eight is a baller, man, to say the least. But also is Kamara, you know, six on the other side. Yeah. You know, and Pons, you know, as a boundary corner, is a baller. But, yeah, of course it's going to hurt. And I have not been told officially that he's out unless you guys have seen something.
Nope.
Kamara is a remarkable, remarkable spot on the opposite side at six. He's one of those dudes, you know, brought us when you're scouting.
Yeah.
And you look at, you know, who's a pick to click as a late round pick.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those guys. Like, remember when Barry, when you and I were working together at ESPN Dallas for Randy Galloway?
Yeah.
Barry Church was our guy.
Yeah,
you
was.
And I were like, yeah. Barry Church is a dude out of Toledo that is a pick to click, right? As an undrafted free agent. And what'd he spend? 12 years in the league, 10 in Dallas.
He was great.
Two in Jacksonville. So Kamara is a guy opposite Daly where he is going to be a force to be reckoned with. And then another guy for Indiana is Pons. Man, number five as a corner. Another guy is going to be a late-round pick that is going to be a problem for anybody. But I'll tell you this. It's not like Indiana has a bunch of dudes who are going to play in the NFL. They just play together. You know, when I talked to one of my NFL scouts, he said, and this is a great quote, and Broadus, I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. He says they're not, quote, a manufactured team with a bunch of stars. They just play together as a group on the defensive side. Offensively, it all goes through Mendoza.
Yeah.
But on the defensive side, it's not, quote, not a manufactured team with star players. They just have a bunch of good players that play together. What's that mean to you?
Well, I mean, he's got, to me, that's when you look at, though, that everybody is on the same page. That's the number one thing is when you start to talk about, when you watch them play, you could see that. You could tell how coordinated they are with the way their scheme is, the way they cover for each other. Yeah, they're not, to me, that's not a flashy defense. That is a yep. defense that's very much in tune to what the coordinator.
Yeah. They held Ohio State to yeah. 10 points, right? Yeah.
No. They're a good team to watch. When you watch them already in cross-check stuff, when I'm watching film of these college players, if you throw on Indiana and you throw on that defense like that, that's kind of where they're at. You know, that's where they're at.
Now let's go this route, right? We haven't talked about this one, and I'm sorry, guys. I got about 3 more minutes, and I got to go catch a plane.
No problem.
But Ole Miss, Georgia.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, folks. If you're not pulling for Ole Miss after Lane Kiffin abandoned his team,
sure,
and left, if you have a pulse, Ole Miss is the feel good story of the college football playoff.
Yeah,
they are. I mean, when what Pete Golding, the pride of Hammond, Louisiana, there brought us, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean,
right.
To go from defensive coordinator to now head coach. And to destroy Tulane and John Sumrall, who is a outstanding coach, going to Florida. Man, look, I don't know what's going to happen between Ole Miss and Georgia, but I know this. Pete Golding is going to have his boys ready to roll. And Charlie Weiss Jr. is now turning it loose and being able to call whatever the hell he wants to call. This is awesome. So that to me is a feel-good story of the entire college football playoff going forward here in the quarters. Miami, Ohio State, hey, Dallas-Fort Worth, you have a hell of a game. But I do believe, I truly believe, that Vegas is begging you to take Miami, having Ohio State as a 10-point favorite. I expect Ohio State to win that game. But going back to Ole Miss really quickly, Broadus, I mean, you played in the SEC. You know what it means. Dude, is Ole Miss not the feel-good story of the entire college football playoff?
Yeah, I'm grateful we stole their coach, to be honest with you. I'm really happy about that. I'll tell you, I'm excited about Charlie Weiss Jr. I really am. That is a team that I feel like, though, I could pull. And it's Ole Miss. Like, you know me, I can't pull for Ole Miss at all because of my SEC allegiance.
No, get him in line, bro.
No.
On,
I can't do that. My son just graduated from Texas. You know, he's in that master's program. It's hard for me to even think about pulling for Texas in some of these things. But yeah, no. I Ole Miss. I tell you what. You go down there and what Lane Kiffin and that crew did. I mean, they did a great job of putting together a football team. They really, really did.
They're good.
They are good.
They're damn good, and I think they're going to give Georgia all they can handle. So I can't wait for it. And you know what I really want is the college football calendar to be moved up a week. Dan Lanning, head coach at Oregon, to Tyson Helton, who I talked to when I did the New Orleans Bowl for Western Kentucky. Every level of head coach says we have to move it up a week and then have signing day and the portal after everything is done.
Yep.
And that's the only way to get this thing right, in my opinion. But, boys, we're going to have a hell of a damn weekend, man, and let's go get it.
Let's do it. You're the man, Ian. Thanks so much for the time.
Boys, I appreciate it. And remember, beef jerky time. Happy New Year. Merry New Year.
Merry New Year to you, Ian Fitzsimmons, ESPN, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Now, my body's ready, dude. Yeah. College football playoff time. Let's go. All right, John Machota talking Cowboys at the top of the hour. Let's hit you with a little football's finest, where the Giants miss out on more than just the number one pick. We have your stats of the day and some Max Crosby odds for you next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Next year in the nation. All right, we'll talk some Cowboys with John Machota of The Athletic coming up at 5 o'clock. Then we get into the commercial-free expressway G-Bag of the Day, LA Live, rocking and rolling here in the G-Bag Nation on a Monday. Great to have you in right now, though. It's time for this.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
Games that really, really matter for the Week 18 NFL slate. Saturday, you'll get Panthers and Bucks. That is a winner-go-home game for the division right there in the NFC South. You'll have the NFC West, the fight for the division title, the fight for the number one seed in the NFC. That's Saturday night. So two big games on Saturday. That's the Seahawks and the Niners. And then Sunday night, you get Baltimore and Pittsburgh. That is also for the division and for an opportunity at the postseason. So now you have the Giants. They win the game versus the Raiders, which means they lose out once again on the number one overall pick.
Back-to-back years they've done this.
Back-to-back years they've done it. Pretty incredible. And they also apparently lose out on the head coach that they most desired.
Notre Dame's coach?
Notre Dame's Marcus Freeman announced that he is staying at Notre Dame. Multiple NFL teams were reportedly interested in him. The Giants were the one that we've been hearing for weeks and weeks that they would have loved an opportunity to name Marcus Freeman as their head coach. Apparently, he agreed to a restructured contract, puts him in the top tier in terms of compensation among all college coaches. So they miss out on the number one overall pick, and they miss out on the head coach that they most wanted. And we'll see which direction they try and go there. Now, elsewhere in the NFL, you do have the interesting story about Max Crosby. And we know that he stormed out of the facility late last week because they were putting him on IR. They were going for the tank. He had been allegedly banged up for most of the season. But then he posted a video of himself shooting hoops in his at-home indoor basketball court. I did go back and look at that video. He's got the Papa John's on there. I think he's got,
he's
like,
got advertisements, bro.
Yeah, he's got advertisements in there, which is pretty incredible. He's a local legend. And now you have the odds. If he wants to get up out of there, and we'll see how much hell he raises to try and get out of Vegas. But right now, the Cowboys are the odds-on favorite to be Max Crosby's next team. And then it's the Eagles and the Patriots. That's how it goes right now.
You moving 14 and 21 for him?
14 and 21, that's going to be tough. I mean, that is going to be tough. Is there a part of you that would rather give up one of the picks this year, and then the other first-round pick that you have next year?
Well, you've already given one of them to Green to the Jets.
Right. So next year you would have no first-round picks instead of this year.
Yeah. I would think that you would maybe try to do that, But maybe the Raiders need the fix now. Maybe they think they need the players now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they're going to have their own. They're going to have their own first round pick, which is the first overall pick right now. I think I saw there was an 80% chance that they were going to have the first overall pick, the Raiders.
Yeah.
So that would give them three first round picks. That'd be very reminiscent of the Khalil Mack draft, you know, when they were trading with the Bears and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Making all that work, and where Gruden and Mike Mayock completely just botched that thing to all hell.
Cleveland Farrell in the top five whatever.
It was awful. But, yeah, I mean, you'd like to try and talk him out of it. You'd like to try and talk him out of, you know, if you have a first-round pick, for sure you're going to have to give him, you know, you have to give him probably 14. But if you were to keep 21, you get him 21. You've already traded a third-round pick for George Pickens. You've got Quinnen Williams for another first-round pick. I would say you're doing a pretty decent job there. But, man, they might ask for both those first-round picks. I'd be interested to see what the Texans said.
Yeah, and I'd also you would think that you could get a little bit into the offseason before making this trade, so perhaps you can get through some of free agency and see like what you've accomplished there.
Yeah.
To feel like, okay, we actually did spend money. We filled plenty of holes.
Yeah.
And now we feel a little bit better about moving on from multiple picks. But moving on from two first round picks right now in an off season where you just have so many holes, it would be tough to stomach. But Crosby and Quinnen Williams together is next level.
You're in a situation though too that if you made the trade early enough that you would know that you have to go spend money in free agency.
Okay, there you go. That lights the fire under you a little bit.
So what you've done is you've basically said, okay, we've done a Les Snead and we're going to F these picks, but we're going to go out and get players. And I think that's kind of how this would work. It might get you off your hands is what it might do. If you go ahead and make the trade early enough, and then you say, okay, here's the...
We did that knowing that we're going to go heavy here in free agency.
Yeah, you know that, and then you got the money. You know now what you have to do with Pickens. You know now what the money's on your books for Crosby, and now you can go out and spend once you do it early enough.
Pretty tradable contract there.
Very tradable.
With Max Crosby.
Tradable.
From a salary cap standpoint, it wouldn't be too much of a burden, but giving up multiple first-round picks... That's going to be you're going to have quite the back and forth with the decision makers making that choice.
Likely, you're looking at something like maybe, you know, Stiles, the Ohio State linebacker, maybe Howell, the defensive end from Texas A&M. That's kind of what you'd be thinking about.
Losing out on Sonny Stiles and Cassius Howell, or David Bailey and whatever linebacker or corner,
CJ Allen, or one of the corners. Yeah, you could definitely lose out. You know. Delane from LSU, people like him as much as they like McCoy from Tennessee. Having Max Crosby on your team is better than any player I just named in this draft.
Sure, sure. It just becomes how short-sighted do you want to be? Like, do you want to have cornerstone young pieces to build around or – do you want to punt on that for two awesome years of Crosby and Quinnen Williams?
Got an 82-year-old general manager. I think he'll punt.
Yeah, that's true.
I think he'll punt to try and win now is what he would do.
You have the Giants as the odds-on favorite right now to be Joe Burrow's next team.
Mm.
How about that?
Trading the second overall pick?
Second overall pick and plenty more.
Yeah.
Maybe you throw Dart in there as well.
Uh-huh.
And then... that's what the Bengals get, and then the Giants end up with Joe Burrow. You have the Dolphins, and then the Raiders next there in the odds for him. Lamar Jackson's next team, the Raiders, then the Cardinals, then the Jets.
See, I could see the Raiders making the trade. I could see the Raiders making the trade with Max Crosby, getting Dallas's picks, and then trading those for a quarterback. I could see him doing that.
Yeah, that could make some sense.
You know,
I mean, that's an Al Davis special right there.
Yeah.
Speed at quarterback. Let's go.
Or, you know, like you say, you can kind of open yourself up to be, you know, whoever you want to take at one. If you don't like the quarterback, then you could take one of those, the two ones you have, and move it, you know, to somebody else to try and get another quarterback.
Okay, John Machota of The Athletic. He will answer questions about Brian Flores, what Brian Schottenheimer had to say about the coaching staff and the Logan Wilson confusion, and his thoughts on the upcoming offseason for the Dallas Cowboys. It's the G-Bag Nation. John Machota of The Athletic joins us next here.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.